Welcome to the Monday Night Freak Show. It's the Dark Mark Show. It's the lighter side of the dark side. And boy, do I have a show here tonight. Please tweet me, guygothcomedian.com. Email me at darkmarkshow@gmail.com. Apparently, we lost our lovely co-host, Hell's Bell, who's MIA 2 weeks in a row. So.
Hell's Bells!
Yes, Hell's Bell is not here, but we do have two people that, two of the craziest, wildest motherfuckers I've ever met in my life. And yes, I could swear on my show. Making up for Hell's Bell in many ways, producer, actress, model, singer, my future ex-wife, Josie Katz. And
hello.
Also, oh yes, you can say hi, Josie. Say hello to the dark minions out there, Josie.
Hello, dark minions.
Ooh.
And also, speaking of dark minions, we have formerly of the Howard Stern Show. I don't even know what you like to call yourself. Are you a radio broadcaster? Are you a journalist? Are you...
What? I'm a talk show host now.
See, he's on the GoCast Network, GoCast Zone, Gary Garver.
What's up, Marcus?
Hey, the rules are reversed. I'm asking you questions now.
I know, it's sort of freaky, like your face.
Exactly. Yeah. At least I can put makeup on it, please.
Well, yeah, you need it. Yeah, so.
I'd have to use all the powder on your nose, but anyway, folks, that's the way it's gonna be. Let me tell you something.
We're starting already.
I'm just gonna let them go.
Oh no, Josie,
no, you're not.
I know I'm gonna get fucking roasted.
Anyway, I got to tell you about something about both these people, and I've actually come to grow close with them in the last year.
Not as close as you'd like.
Well, that's for sure. But
yeah, he's sitting on me too.
With Mark.
Yeah, he's sitting on me too.
But anyway, I was going to say...
When look, Mark, I pointed at you.
Oh wait, please. I got to go.
Can I leave?
Josie
didn't even get my name right.
Well, no, because we have a special surprise for your birthday later, Gary. But
oh, really?
Monsterpalooza, I was calling.
Oh, I saw Josie last night, yesterday at Monsterpalooza, where you were escorting Walter Matthau. It was what you were said.
Walter Matthau, he's dead, isn't he?
He is dead, but close enough. She was with Martin Landau.
I'm not very good with names, hence the Mark.
She comes up to me, Mark, hi, I'm with Walter Matthau. I'm
get
like,
the fuck out.
I'm like, what? Dig up his corpse and put him on the next to the Shining display?
Well, it's a monster.
Monsterpalooza is like a Comic Con,
is it?
Or a Star Wars convention, like, but for horror movie freaks. Yeah. So we were right at home, man. We were in our element. It did roll. They had some beautiful women. Angie Everhart was there.
Oh wow.
Virginia Madsen was there.
Oh, I love her.
Lisa Marie, who played Elvira in the movie Ed Wood, or played vampire in the movie Ed Wood. Walter Matthau was there. I don't even know who Walter Matthau is. First time I met Josie, I got to tell you,
she's hot. By the way, I like her tattoos. Are you tattooed all over, like your whole body?
You got to get her books. She's got tattoos all over. Heine, the
and
whole
that's
thing.
The only reason
on
why you
ass?
Brought me on. Because you look at his face. Look at that. Ooh, like a kid at Christmas.
Yeah, can I see some? Oh, is that
the please. Only reason why he started a show? Because he's been with me on shows, and I give the book.
This is the first time you've actually come by yourself, Josie. You always have a posse with you. You always have band members. We did a show. It was at some guy's house in Encino. Please give that to Gary so he can inspect your tattoos. Okay.
I have one for Gary.
Oh, you do?
For you.
Oh, nice. Thank you.
Oh, good. So.
Yeah. Oh, good. So.
And this you can buy on Amazon.com.
And Barnes & Noble.
Well, are there still Barnes & Nobles left?
Online.
Oh, BarnesandNoble.com.
Kind of like me.
It is Josie Katz. I remember the first time I met you. I bet you don't. I was hanging out with our friend Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, call in.
Elizabeth, call in. And... you were showing a film at the Dragonfly that you had produced, which was a lot of women in scantily clad clothes.
That's what I do.
And blood.
Yes.
Lots of blood.
Really?
That's my first, introduction to Josie Katz, the world of Josie Katz.
And you loved it, didn't you?
I loved it, but I was a little intimidated. And then for a few years, you were like Elizabeth's crazy, bloody friend.
I was Elizabeth's crazy friend.
That's right. I told you that.
She's my bloody crazy friend.
No. You were. I met Elizabeth first, so you were her crazy bloody friend.
You know what? I just noticed when I have my hair up like this on camera, I look like an alien without big hair. Big hair is good.
If you're an alien, take me away. I remember the first time
I'm rocking the alien look.
I remember the first time I met Gary Garver.
You do?
And what was that?
Well, Gary actually had me on his show.
Did he have blood? And
No. He was in Chatsworth. So it was kind of a weird warehouse. Like, first, my friend's like, Gary wants you on the Gary Garver show. And I think you were still on Howard Stern at the time. I was very excited. Or you just had been dismissed.
No, I was still with Stern at the time.
It makes it sound like there were trash cans involved.
There were trash cans on the wall, actually.
Somewhere in the valley.
Yeah. So I was like, wow.
I have a shitty show. You know what I mean? Like, I had some crappy, crapola show that,
I'm a big Howard Stern fan.
Homeless.
Yeah, like, I have a homeless show.
Yeah, now
homeless show.
Now that I know that you really are sort of homeless. But I was like, Gary Garver, it's going to be some grand studio like we have here at the John Lovitz Club, which is very nice to go cast.
It wasn't that bad. What are you talking about?
I was on with an AC/DC all-female tribute band, Thunderstruck, and a porn star and a midget.
Yeah, it was
Lord Blue.
That's the beginning.
It was
one
of the beginning. It was the beginning of me doing a talk show.
Midgets, AC/DC.
It was a good show, man.
It was a good show because I was on it. But they had this guy, Lord Blue.
You were like the last one.
And then
he was like,
I was after the midgets.
The goth. I was like, who the fuck's the goth comic?
Yeah, so they had this midget that was hitting on girls. And all these girls were like, oh, yeah, I'm really turned on. Then I do his show, like, last year. He calls and he's like, I haven't been laid in 2 years.
Oh, Blue?
Yeah, Lord Blue.
Yeah, Lord Blue.
Oh, I thought he was talking about you.
What?
Fixing my hair.
Do you think I haven't been laid in 2 years? I mean, are you kidding me? Come on. I mean, seriously.
Come on, Josie. What are you talking about? This is Gary Garver.
You don't know my reputation. Okay,
what's your reputation?
I don't know. Mark, tell her.
This man is he actually does have a reputation of a lot of interesting hot women. A lot of adult entertainers like to hang out with Gary Garver.
Oh, so you've been hanging out in L.A. or San Fernando Valley.
The Valley.
He hangs out at Casa Vega a lot. Uh-huh. He golfs a lot. Exactly. But being a big Howard Stern fan, I was very excited. And then, like, I sort of, like, would run into you every now and then. And
yeah. I had you on the show 3 or 4 times.
You had me on the show.
I liked you. I thought you were good.
Oh, thank you. And you had me on Blue Iris' show, which you produced.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember Blue Iris? The porn star.
I like you with bangs, by the way.
I know. It's much better. It's better than the alien look.
Yeah, you look good. You look hot.
The microphone's right here.
I usually have big hair. Well, usually I'm choking the microphone, so.
Josie's book's hot, by the way.
This is well worth the $49.99 at BarnesandNoble.com.
It's $49.99?
No, it's like 20. What is it, 25?
Right there. That page is $49.99 right there.
I like that
I'll pay for it. But Josie Cat, now you are Hollywood royalty. A lot of people don't know this. Because you're like,
no.
You're the lead singer.
People think I'm like Hollywood.
That's Elizabeth. That's my friend who I met before Josie Cat.
No, I'm saying
that's hot. But the other girl is Elizabeth.
That's
that we're
my
talking
man
about.
In pictures.
Yeah.
You're very good.
No,
and that's
whoa.
Hello, Frisco.
Yes, a little. Little hiney action.
Nice ass.
Yes.
Sorry, you don't mind me.
You
saying
just
that,
noticed
do you?
That, Gary. You've been hanging out with her for 20
well,
minutes.
Well, I mean, she's got clothes on. I'm just looking at her.
She had a bad, good ass.
Saying, with it completely naked, it's beautiful. Oh my god.
I was thinking it was the old school days of the 50s when you go on the radio and I could show up in sweats.
I like the little.
Yeah, thanks for dressing up. Every other radio show I've been to, it's just you're just gall up. I'm not even going to put my hair in. I'm just going to put it in a bun and throw some bangs.
You showed up early.
I told you 9:15. I was there at 9:25. And okay. Gary's calling me.
We're not
going to
have a quarrel.
Oh, please, no.
Well, I can't
get
in.
Don't start it.
No. Nobody. If anybody. Somebody's got a birthday here, and if anybody's going to get a spank.
Next week.
Birthday boy.
Gary Garver's birthday next week. So I was trying to tell the Josie Cat story.
Okay.
You are the lead singer of Piss Ants.
Yes.
Really?
That is true. Really? Like he's heard of us.
Pissant, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Pissant.
Are you kidding?
She's the lead
singer. That's who I'm sitting next to?
Gary, I'm not booking you with some nobody. This is the lead singer of Piss Ant.
Wow.
Fuck you, Gary.
I have the lead singer of Piss Ant and a Piss Ant on my show. It's amazing.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate
it. Oh, come on. It's too easy, Gary.
Do you have any of her music that we could hear?
Actually, money, you should say that.
Oh, I set that up for you?
Because we have
fucking dope.
We have a video of the new single, So Close.
No, I know.
And if you look very closely, folks, you'll see a couple familiar faces in the video.
Oh, let's check it out. Including
a very handsome man wearing a nice suit.
Can I want to hear this.
Does it include spanking?
No.
Actually, it does.
Really?
Yeah. No, you watch this, Gary.
Oh, you're starting it from the beginning. Red. This is a very long monologue.
No, we're going to watch
you
the
whole thing. You should, like, board it to the spanking.
We're watching. Okay.
They give her everything by the time she takes their life. Always in control. Meticulous and organized.
Yes.
She plays with men like toys, pulling their strings with freshly painted fingertips. She's a glamorous siren, luring the indulgent to their death. They say it's a man's world, but no one said she couldn't steal it. You may think you're safe. Just a simple kiss, a smile, a seductive embrace.
Spanking?
But you'll give up all you have.
It's coming.
Because just for
watch
one
and learn,
second,
Gary.
You'll yes, be sir. So close.
My girl.
So close.
Okay, Gary.
You missed all the spanking.
Glitch in the song. No, you're gonna slap me, I know it.
Nice. Oh, yeah. Oh.
That would be Hollywood, Gabrielle, Reina DeFuego, Nurse Heather.
Who's a real nurse?
Josie Cat. Josie Strangling Haley.
Wow, they're all hot.
That's right.
It was a tough shoot, but...
Nice.
Nice.
I told you to be spanking.
Wow, that's cool. I love it. That's a cool song.
It is a cool
Thank
song.
You.
And
the video's cool, too.
And I, Josie, all credit to you. And you two would be the worst VJs in the entire world. You just wouldn't shut up. I was trying to show the people the
video.
Well,
you would stop slapping me.
No, that was the other way around.
Yeah, you were trying to grab her tits and shit.
No.
Yeah, you were. I saw that.
No.
I was like beating it away.
Trust me, if I wanted to grab your tits would be grabbed. Don't worry about it.
Have you banged each other at all? Or?
No.
No. You want to hit her, don't you? Don't you?
No, I would not like to have sex with Josie.
He wants to hit everybody. Well, everyone wants.
That's not true, Josie Ken.
Everyone wants to have sex with you?
Don't most men want to have sex with any chick?
No.
I mean,
come on.
You want me to be honest, Gary?
Dudes want to have sex with chicks.
You want me to be honest, Gary? Here's the honest.
You're a woman.
No, it has nothing to do with being a woman. And I, as you know, I hang out with a lot of attractive women.
You do?
Absolutely. I do.
Okay.
Yes, yeah, so we're all waiting in line behind the glory hole. But I think, and the thing is,
all of a sudden I feel shamed.
No, the thing is, Gary, when I get a crush on a woman, I don't know if you're like this.
What?
It's so fucking painfully obvious that I'm my own worst enemy. Josie Cat's beautiful. We all know that.
Yeah,
Josie. But
thank you.
And she's nice too.
She's nice. Sweet, she's fun. Sweet. But the thing is, she's super fucking smart.
Yeah,
and that's what's the real attraction.
Well, thank you.
And it's not easy looking her in the eye, but once you do, they're gorgeous.
Wow, I'm gonna be here every single
week.
But you are. I'm gonna sit right here.
Please. You can lay here.
He needs a co-host.
Lay here.
Please, I could use all the books I can get.
Yeah, you're gonna have a whole stack of them.
No, Josie.
I noticed they're not sticking to each other yet, like the pages, you know.
They will later tonight.
They never will.
They never will?
They never will.
Oh, man. I am not doing my job right.
Josie,
believe me, this one I'll never see again. This one's going to be...
Yes.
Okay, job well,
nice
well to know
where, I like that one, too.
That would be nice to know
where Gary Garver's semen will be. But, Josie, you have a couple degrees. I mean, you're a very smart woman. Because I meet girls, honestly, to be honest with you, Josie, I meet women that are as attractive as you every day.
And?
Okay, thank you.
And?
I don't meet women that look like this. Well, it's funny because the thing is, she's so pretty, you just want to sit there and cuddle and caress her all night, and then she's got the tattoos.
Some people want to run.
No, well, that's the other thing, because you got the tattoos and the craziness, and when I first met you, you were like, you were snarling, and you're like, I like your suit, but and it's like, very intimidating. You're like, I like your suit, I'm going to do
like
something.
You made me sound like the penguin.
You were kind of like the penguin at the time. You're like, I like your suit, we can do something with it, but I got other things to do. But then, you know, she actually cast me in the video. Mm-hmm. And
That was a lot of work.
It was a lot of work. It was a lot of work hanging out with her.
To get you to do that.
Do you know how many of those fear leaders, which are your group of girls, the fear leaders?
Yes, they are.
You know how many of those women came up to me during that long, arduous shoot and said, oh, my God, I feel so sorry for you that you had to stay here the whole time. I was there till 4 in the morning. I was supposed to be there till 10 at night.
No, you were there till like 7.
No, you were there till 7.
I was there till 7.
I left about 5. I was laying dead on the street in downtown L.A., like Florence and – was it Florence and Washington?
No, Washington and Normandy.
Washington and Normandy. I know
it's where my studio's at.
I knew Florence and Normandy were there somewhere.
I'm not going to give the address.
And,
well, you have it, but I'm not going to give it up.
Right. So it was in not the greatest part of town. Laying on my – pretending to be dead, laying on my stomach while you were in there. I'm not sure what you were doing. And
I was laughing at you.
I bet you were. Anyway, so this car rolls by really slowly, and everybody like the
welcome to the hood.
Yeah, the director, everybody, the lighting guy were like because they thought they thought I was really dead.
Really,
they just kind of creeped by like, oh my god, we were too late. They already got him. So that was quite an arduous shoot. So. But no, it's...
Well, look at all the hot chicks in there. I mean, how arduous was it?
Well, it wasn't that arduous, because everybody's like, oh, you so feel so bad. I'm like, there's beer, there's pizza.
And
I'm sitting with a lot of girls that are in lingerie.
I mean, smoking
I know
hot.
How to get men
and,
to the studio.
And we had some Dom Perignon.
We did. I brought Dom Perignon.
I've never had Dom Perignon before.
To cheer at the end.
Oh, come on, Gary. You hang out with golf stars, movie stars. You've had Dom Perignon once or twice.
Yeah, maybe once or twice. Yeah.
You live the life, Gary.
I do?
I think so.
He's like, I piss it.
And by the way, if people are not aware, Gary Garver was on the Howard Stern Show.
Oh, please.
Do we have to bring him up again? Do we have to talk about him?
Yeah, really.
If you don't know
that guy.
If you don't know who Gary Garver is, I've got a couple examples. I don't know if you're ready to put these on. Okay.
Oh, here we go.
The first one, I think, is the one that you're most famous for, the one that people bring up to me all the time. The Darth Nihilus.
Oh, that was
not a, that one.
That
when
was
a, you were
nah.
you were at the Star Wars convention and this happened.
Yeah, that was a brutal one.
And now here's Gary Garver with a guy dressed as Darth Nihilus at a Star Wars convention.
Who are you?
I am Darth Nihilus.
Exactly. Do you still live at home with your mother?
No, do you?
No, I don't.
Oh, good, good. You kind of sound like you do.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you feel gay for being so into Star Wars?
No, do you?
Yeah.
I'm not into Star Wars.
Oh, that's too bad, dude.
Not really. I wouldn't dress up like that, dude.
Yeah, well, too bad.
Is it?
Yeah.
Have you ever picked up a chick by talking to her about Star Wars?
No.
No? Have I? Yeah. Don't talk about it, dude.
Okay.
All right.
You seem to be talking about it a lot today.
Well, I'm asking people like you who are freaky looking.
I see.
Yeah. Why are you getting so offended, man?
I'm not. When you act like an asshole, when people treat you like one, don't be surprised.
Hey, what else you got to say to me? You're an asshole for fucking dressing like that.
That rule.
Everybody brings that one.
One of my favorites.
Isn't that the
Oh, my God.
Well, you're an asshole for being so freaky looking, and here he is on the Dark Mark show, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, I mean, you know, that I have to give a little preface to that. I was, like, hungover. It was Saturday morning.
What a surprise.
And I didn't want to be there. And
go figure.
It was the first interview out of the gate. So.
And this is when Star Wars conventions weren't the big thing they are now.
Yeah, I mean, it was actually at the Los Angeles Convention Center, and it was Comic-Con's, like, blown up, but back in those days, you know, it wasn't as big.
Back in 2006, 2005?
It was 2006 or 2007. It was the 20th anniversary of the Star Wars.
And let me ask you a question, and I didn't mean to interrupt. I'm so sorry. It's such a...
It's
such
your show. Do whatever you want.
Okay, I'll interrupt you. So, because I know Darth Vader...
Yeah,
I think there was like some Darth guy that looked like a devil in the episode one, the crappy one.
Yeah,
what does Darth Nihilus look like? Because they never show him.
He had like this red makeup on, and then you know, I mean, these like black lines and.
Oh, I'm sorry, Josie knows. Could you
know who Darth Nihilus is?
Yes,
really,
he had black and red through his face like that.
Yeah, because we could never figure out. Even Stern
kinda
would
nerdy.
Yeah, Stern's kind of nerdy. You're a hot nerd. I'll tell you that. Jesus Christ,
there's a lot of hot nerds running around these days.
I guess right.
Is we're that gonna the have them all it's on the Darth Mark show. No, that's Darth Maul, but
that's
who's Darth Nihilus?
Yeah, nobody.
Oh, I'm not that nerdy.
No, like Darth Nihilus wasn't in the movies. It was like a side like book.
Yeah, we can never figure out. Stern can never even figure out because he went on for months about it.
Wait, okay, so he's
like they have other
like
Star Wars
evil
books and cartoons.
Stepchild.
I don't know.
He's like the redheaded stepchild.
Yeah, right, exactly. Darth Maul.
The redheaded stepchild.
I love the clever name. Yeah. Like Nihilism.
He's sort of like a third cousin of Darth Vader that was related to.
I've got a friend who's a comedian, and I think he did your show once, or he was on your show, or he
looked like Carrot.
He was supposed to be on your show.
Yeah, exactly.
Carrot,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, descendant of Carrot.
Whatever, Mark.
Thank you. Josie.
Carrot Gary. Carrot Gary. I have a friend.
Josie Cat.
Yeah. Josie Cat. You can mess up her name later. It's all right. So,
I give people
anyway, Gary, I don't want
postcards.
I don't mean to interrupt your boner, but I had to.
You okay? All right, Josie.
You had to see her on this podcast we did like last month.
Yeah.
Like, she brought her whole posse and they thought I was in the band. And then they're like, she's like, you take the microphone and you just talk. And they didn't know who the fuck I was. Kip Adada was on the show, the old comedian.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, he goes up to, he's like, Josie, you're great. I got to get your number. And I was like, you're so old, I'm surprised you don't have a rotary phone. And the guy's like, I love rotary phones. You never lose a signal. I'm like, oh, but these are the guys we're hanging out with.
Wow.
But they stuffed her full of beer, and she eventually shoved a hamburger bun down a guy's throat, even though she's a pescatarian.
He wouldn't shut up. He needed a hamburger bun gag ball.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you just shoved a hamburger bun down his throat.
Yep.
I like that. I like that.
I've got the pictures
to
prove
it. Shut the hell up. So
Josie, there's no hamburger buns around.
Do you have your band still going? I mean, is it?
Yeah, we have.
That's
a studio.
Pissant.
I just watched the video.
I know. Well, I want to find out where you're playing. And, you know, I'm trying to.
Wait, we're getting to that. I got a whole thing.
I'm curious.
I mean, I'm actually asking Gary Garver questions. We're going back and forth.
Yeah, we're talking about you. It's all about you.
No, but let me. One more thing about you, Gary, because I thought I'd heard every crazy Gary Garver call I'd ever heard. I heard the OJ one where OJ was you asked OJ where do you hide a body and
I asked him if he had any advice for getting bloodstains out and if he was sharpening.
Oh
his
my gosh, it's really hard.
I know it is, isn't it?
Actually, Josie knows all the shoots that you've had at your studio.
Yes, at my studio, I was cleaning up the other day and I had splashed some blood on the wall for example.
These are the
girls that I hang out with. It took me 2 weeks to get the crap up. I actually posted like, how do you get this blood off?
How do you do
know?
It?
People were telling me Coca-Cola.
Yeah, sugar.
Someone said Coke. I'm like, wow, that sounds like a big waste.
Now we're talking.
And then they put the cola on there, right?
different social networking sites.
Try baking
were saying
soda
different
first,
things.
And if that doesn't work, you get the Coke. You get
yeah,
the
and someone and... else said, a lot of people said bleach. But I made such a mess, I would never be able... You know what? If you kill someone, don't have me be an accomplice. I could help you bury the body, but I won't... If you want me to clean it up, it's going to be DNA all over.
OJ, if you're listening.
I would love to.
DNA all over.
You interviewed Jack Nicholson, and when you played that on your last show, that's another one of your favorites. One.
Yeah, I love
Joe Pesci.
Joe Pesci's cool.
I thought I had heard them all.
Do you have it?
No. I've got one better.
Ah, what do you have?
This one on YouTube. Never heard it before. It's you with the host of Soul Train, Don Cornelius.
I haven't heard this one in years. I don't remember this one.
Listen to this one, Jesse.
This has got to be good.
I'm curious.
Mr. Cornelius, can I ask you a couple questions, please?
Really, no, thanks.
You feel any safer with Bush in office?
Huh?
You feel any safer with Bush in office?
Is this first Bush or second?
I don't talk about politics, okay?
A long time ago.
All right.
What legal drug was your favorite?
What?
What legal drug was your favorite?
You, that's the question. Now get this mic out of my face, okay? You're a clown, okay? And I'm not in the mood to laugh, all right?
Love that guy.
Wow! Oh,
that's
so great.
Honestly,
you. Howard's still talking about it, and you're gonna play it again.
Digit answer. F you.
What's the beef, sir?
There's Howard with his wacky sound effects.
Oh, fuck Howard.
That guy.
Oh, wait. We'll get to Radio Hindenburg in a second.
What's your favorite illegal drug? Oh, here's a good answer. F you.
I keep thinking they give me a chance.
They're going to play it again.
I like the snort.
Please.
Who snorted? Who snorted?
Nobody snorted in this studio.
No, someone snorted on the tape.
Huh? You feel any safer with Bush in office?
I don't talk about politics, okay? All right.
What legal drug was your favorite?
What?
What legal drug was your favorite?
You. That's the question. Now get this mic out of my face, okay? Okay, and I'm not in the mood.
I was laughing so hard I was crying last night.
Wow.
The funniest thing about it is, like, you ask the question, what illegal drug was your favorite? He's like, whoa, what? And then you're like, hey, fuck you. That's the question. That's like,
I haven't heard that. I don't even remember that one. I swear
hilarious.
To God, I don't remember that one.
I was just digging through all these YouTube clips.
God
I was
damn.
Like, that was the most hilarious one. Now, did you take over Stuttering John, or you were doing it when Stuttering John was doing it?
Stuttering John and I were doing it at the same time at one point.
Wait, say that again?
Why don't you just spank me and let's get it over with?
Okay, but you've been waiting for that all night.
By the way,
he's like, when do I get my birthday spanking?
I just want to be spanked. I don't care if it's my birthday or not.
By the way, it's the Dark Mark show, so spankies are in order. Gary Garver's got a birthday next week.
And he has a birthday.
Is it Sunday?
No, it's Tuesday.
Because my show is on Sunday at the Neon Venus. I'm taping my second CD at the Neon Venus
Maybe
Theater.
I'll come down. Melrose
and La Brea.
All right, put me on the guest list. I'll come down.
Okay, you're on the guest list.
All right.
At the Neon Venus Theater, right around the corner from Pink's.
Cool.
We'll have a pink hot dog with Josie afterwards. But because it is your birthday, and I have Josie Cat here, and she wants to do it, and she's been so fluttery, you never know when she's going to change her mind. Don't get her talking about Coke again, but I think Josie needs to give you
Coca-Cola. And blood.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is how you give a spanking, according to Josie.
I'm going to get spanking right now?
You're getting spanking right now.
Oh, wow.
How are we going to do this?
You guys do whatever.
He's like, here.
Trust me, Gary will do whatever it takes.
I just need, like, Gary. Yeah. Give me one for every decade I've been alive.
Oh. What? What was that?
I'm just trying to, you know,
do you want me to pull my pants down?
I'm trying
or
to
do you want me to,
some...
you want to spank through, what, how do you want to spank me?
Stop it.
Pull him up.
Is this supposed to be a spank train?
Yeah, it's a spank train. Let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, the first Dark Mark Show spank train.
Okay, here we go. One, two, three, four. Tell me what's up.
Okay, that's one.
Six.
That's enough.
That's enough. You said every decade.
Yeah, well, I'm not 60.
You didn't tell me how when to stop.
One for good luck.
Okay. Happy birthday.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Oh, Gary
Garver.
That's
probably the
birthday.
Only present I'll get.
Oh, stop it, Gary.
At least it was a good one.
It was a great one.
I listened to the show. You had Gloria Allred on this week.
Yeah, I did.
On the GoCast Network.
Yeah.
And you were hitting on her.
Well, yeah, I was.
You know Gloria Allred,
of course. She's like woman's rights.
Right.
I wasn't hitting on her. I just said she's sexy.
No, you were like
she is sexy.
She is sexy.
She's
sexy I agree
to
with
me.
You.
I think she's awesome.
You're way sexier than she is. God, I like to. I won't say it.
So Gary, Gary, I want to see the moves. I want to see you. Yeah, I want to see the Gary Garver legendary pickup style. I want to see
it's
this.
Like this.
So Josie. Where can I see your music or where can I see your band? When can I come by and see you?
Is this your pickup line? I hear this all the time.
So anyway, this is about as good as you did with Gloria Allred.
Hey, Josie, I think you're I think you're hot. I want to fuck you.
That's better.
Are we at Comic-Con?
At least. Was that
this a Star Wars convention?
No, wait, was that how it was at Monsterpalooza?
My ass is burning right now. That's why I know that was a good spanking. Can you spank
me? You asked for it.
How would you like to? Hey, Josie, how would you like? Yeah, could you do my left cheek?
This one shot. Scooting up to me.
Yeah, just one shot. Just give me one shot. Left cheek at. Left cheek.
Well, the way you're positioned.
I know I got such a small ass, but, you know, I have no ass.
This is his other pickup line. Shove his ass in women's faces.
I feel like. Ass and heat.
By the way, if you want to call into this, it's 818-850-7746.
I think I'm going to be. I feel like I'm going to get an ass rape.
He's like a baby.
Oh, yeah.
I know. Look at
this.
Josie's going to burp you in a second. What is going on this show?
I'm dry humping.
What is going on at the Dark Dog Show?
I'm dry humping.
It's like a pony.
I thought the Bree Walker show was crazy. What is this?
Oh,
he didn't.
What was that?
I just.
Look at Mark. He's getting all defensive. What was that?
I just had a.
What did you shit in your pants? What did you do?
I had a wet dream.
It's wet.
Who, you or me?
I can take a wild guess.
Well, I mean, I might
have. I
walked
right into that one.
I might have got hard, but I mean. Yes. Nobody's gonna know it.
Trust me, I think.
God, you're
I think Josie right now is about as wet as the Sahara Desert, I would imagine. But
as wet as your forehead.
as the makeup beads off his face.
Ladies and gentlemen, please tune into the Dark Mark Show. Anytime there's a tragedy.
Do you ever take a break on this show or not?
I don't think we do. Are we taking a break today?
No, you guys don't take breaks. That's cool.
We took a break the first show. The second show, we didn't take a break. All right, well, I forgot to ask.
It's a podcast. So normally, you don't take breaks unless you have advertisers like I do.
That would be nice. Ladies and gentlemen, do you want to advertise on this show?
You should.
I want to. What do you think I'm doing here?
Mark, have you? No, seriously, have you tried to like get anybody to advertise on your show yet?
Yes, I've been trying.
Have you?
Yes.
All right.
I've been trying.
Well, I mean, I could probably
say
the only advertiser I have is Josie Cad. If you go to Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble.
Josie, how did my ass feel on your leg there?
It was squishy and kind of.
Was it bony?
It was warm. Gary, felt like it was.
It was hard, right? I work out all the time.
Gary, enough of your warm, damp ass.
Now, I'm not talking about my ass, though.
Did he have swamp ass?
No.
Let's be honest.
No. You need to change it.
Change what?
The drawers.
You know.
The drawers?
Let me be honest, Josie. Let's get back to Josie.
You didn't like my move there?
It wasn't the move.
What was it?
Saggy balls?
His pants are crusty.
What?
I gotta go.
My pants were crusty.
Crusty pants are
no
way. No.
I changed my underwear today. I swear to God.
You might want to change it more often.
Who was on your last show?
Who?
Gloria Allred called him. Yeah. No, I was gonna tell you that.
I know.
I actually showed Gary a couple pictures of you because I knew you guys were coming in, and I knew there would be instant chemistry. I didn't know there'd be crusty underwear, but I knew something would happen.
What's happening?
That's Gloria's fault.
No, he looked at pictures of you, and I could tell. He said, "A little too pale for me. She's kind of your type."
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did say that.
I did not.
You said she's hot.
She
really
isn't pale. No, you said.
Am I getting roasted again?
Yeah,
you're hot.
I love it. I
she's
love
beautiful.
How pale you are. You know,
you got beautiful.
I'm not very pale. I'm not that
she's
pale.
She's not pale at all. I didn't say she was too pale.
Yeah, but it was like one
a-hole.
Of these pictures, like where you look pale.
No, I don't think so, dude. I don't think so. I think you're mistaken. Never said she was pale.
No, I'm trying to get off your crusty underwear. Please, let me keep this conversation.
Move on.
Josie Cat was at Monsterpalooza yesterday. And,
yes.
Yeah, and,
that was fun, huh?
Now
you were there, too.
I was there, too, but I wasn't this cool.
She was hitting on Walter Matthau?
Martin Landau.
Martin
Landau. Well, it was funny because Martin.
And he has a great team, too.
I'm sure.
Magician Bob.
Yes.
And
that's
a
Martin
biker
Lando's team.
Michael.
Okay.
Yes.
Martin Landau hangs out with bikers.
Yes. Yes. And magicians.
And you said Martin Landau just kind of went up
not
to you.
Not Martin Landau.
Who?
Walter Matthau.
Walter
Matthau.
Martin Landau.
Martin Landau.
How big are your tits, by the way? Just curious.
What show are we on?
Big enough. No, you can say how big.
I'd say they're, they've really got to be like, I would say like a, I would say 38 double D. Am I on?
No, 38 means you're fat.
Oh,
faux pas, Gary.
Well, see that.
The
that's,
smaller the number, the better. The so the bigger, D's. The you bigger ju- the just letter, get, just the better.
34 double D's.
Just
big get, letter, just small number.
34 double D's.
Just guess. There you go. Just guess the cup size. That's all you need to do.
All these years on Stirring, you didn't.
You like
that?
Sushi, by the way.
Sushi's awesome.
Do you? Yes. All right. Cool.
There he goes.
What he didn't tell you is that on his show he did a news story about how the sushi is not what you think it is.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
The fish are like bottom feeders from like you know you think you're getting like some good snapper.
Unless you go to a really high class sushi place, it's mostly fake or underachieving fish.
Exactly.
Underachieving.
Yeah, underachieving.
They have really bad grades.
Yeah. Yeah. Josie, do you feel like you're in an underachieving fish sandwich right now? Is that what's going on?
I feel like an underachieving piece of sushi right now.
But Josie, well,
I'd love to eat your tuna.
Gary, go change your underwear right now. Please
come
change
on,
your underwear.
You asked me.
Crusty pants.
Oh, that's not nice to say to me.
Josie.
I haven't put you down.
No, you didn't. Josie. I'm just being mean.
Okay, thanks. Most women are to me, so there you go.
Okay.
Well, you got
a book.
You what? I did get a book.
Yes.
It's a nice book.
Where can I get this book again? Where can you get it?
Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com.
Wow.
And if you go to Amazon, you'll see Josie Katt's biography, how she was Hollywood royalty.
Yeah?
Kind of, yeah.
Tell us about it.
Your grandmother started the biggest kids acting school in Hollywood.
It wasn't an acting school. It was a
school for actors.
A private school for actors. Mouseketeers went there. It's the Hollywood Professional School.
Tell the Judy Garland story.
Judy Garland went there, and
there's more to it.
As
a kid,
went there. Yeah, Mr. Really? Mayer from MGM called up my grandmother and said, "We have this actress who is a." We need to get her, I guess, more focused. That's a better way to put it. And
so send it to her grandmother.
And there's a school for sale, and it wasn't a school for actors before. It was just a regular private school. And I don't know if I'm telling the story right because this
last
is
night was
so
a lot more
many
coherent.
Years. But Mr. Mayer from MGM said, you know, there's this school up for sale. I think you should buy it because my grandmother had a penchant for buying property. And she bought the school, and it became the Hollywood Professional School on Hollywood Boulevard. And the Mouseketeers went there. Val Kilmer went there.
Wow.
It was there from, like, the 30s to the 80s.
Yeah, from the 30s to the 80s. It closed around 85 when my grandmother died.
Wow.
And that's about the time you were...
I was a very small child.
You're a little pup, but then you got...
Yes, and...
A few years later, you got into your punk phase.
And I was the only heir to the school because my father had died, and I received a notice from the attorneys, and they said that my grandmother had died, and here's your $1 check.
$1? Why?
Because by law, they had to leave something for me because I was the only living heir.
But why only a dollar? I mean, why didn't they give you the school? Why didn't she didn't leave the school for you?
Well, apparently, after my father had died, my mom hooked up with my stepdad. And they were already divorced. And my mom went over and spoke with my grandmother. And apparently, it didn't go very well.
Oh, so she took everybody out of the will, or
me.
Did you get why'd she take you out? I mean, what did you do?
I mean, I didn't do anything.
I was
just a kid.
I mean, were you and your grandmother get along all right? I mean,
I didn't see her from that point on. I was a small child.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So
I was trying to stop because I didn't know how much of the story you wanted to tell.
Yeah, I've never told that story. Wow. Most people know about the history, but they don't know about what, you know, really happened, which is...
But then you bounced back.
I didn't bounce back.
Well, you're on the Dark Mark show, so everything. Yeah. Okay.
Well, you were on. You were on.
I bounced back like what?
You were the punk, the punky kid.
No, I stayed punk rock, and I said, no, you know what? I'm going to make my own money.
Were you on a sitcom and with Ed Asner?
Oh, really? What was that?
Yes. That was. Oh my gosh, I can't remember. I was such a little kid.
Did you have a? Did you have a? Moment?
You're on TV.
Yes, I did.
You're on TV.
Yeah, yeah. I was. My grandmother on my mom's side put me into modeling into pageants. I was like a little honey boo boo.
If this is the future, Honey Boo Boo,
right? Honey Boo Boo is one.
Not quite. I mean, the LA version.
Honey Boo Boo, this is something to shoot for right here.
The LA
Honey
version.
Child.
Anyway, it was a little different back then. It wasn't.
So how was Ed Asner? Was he all right or?
Ed Asner.
Was he an asshole or what?
No, he was great. The show was called Bronx Zoo, and I was one of the students on it. It was a school.
And you got all the wisecracky, punky lines.
That was after Mary Tyler Moore show?
Yeah.
Oh, after Lou Grant. After
Lou Grant, all that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So oh, wow. What was one of your snappy comebacks to Ed Asner?
Go fuck yourself.
Do you want me to make something up? Because I didn't have one.
Oh, okay.
But I can make something up really
quick.
Yeah, cool.
No, that was Don Cornelius' snappy line to you.
Ed, shave your back.
Did you ever interview Ed?
Oh yeah, I've interviewed him.
How's he?
He's a nice guy. He's
a little
cool.
Grumpy, or
no? He's cool.
Like Don Cornelius, you would think is cool, and he's an asshole.
No, Don Cornelius is a complete asshole. Fuck him.
He's the guy with peace, love, and soul. How does he come up with go fuck yourself?
He's a prick and a half, man. He always was. He was always a fucking prick.
And Gary Busey.
Oh, he's a douche.
He grabbed your microphone.
But you guys
once.
Have a long history.
Yeah,
you
we
were
do.
Telling me it was 15 years.
Yeah, I know.
Love. Hate.
Love, hate.
Love, hate.
I love to soul. Hate him. Yeah, no, he's sort of a wacky character.
Big surprise.
Yeah, surprise.
You're telling
surprise.
Us all something we're all...
And I try... All right, well, yeah, I'm telling you some news, right? Okay. I mean,
James Garner assaulted you.
He's an asshole, too. Yeah, I got assaulted by
Rockford.
James Garner. Rockford, James Rockford.
No, that's who you'll be escorting next, and you'll call him, like...
No.
Jimmy.
Yeah, you'll call him Walter Matthau.
Awesome.
You'll call him Jack Lemmon. I'm escorting Jack Lemmon. Oh, that's Rockford. That's Jim Garner.
Well, you've had a long career. I mean,
since I was about
and piss
born.
Yeah.
In her bio, it says, the woman has been, you know, in the band Pissant for 15 years, and the bitch won't go away.
I
think that's pretty much it. But you've gone into producing now.
What are you producing?
Music videos. I produce events.
Just in time. Now that MTV doesn't play music videos. Because that music video is great.
It is.
If MTV actually played videos, that would be 10 years ago, like 120 minutes, that would be a hit.
Yeah. I'm a little behind on things.
Well, there's always YouTube,
right? All
right. Well, it's got a lot of hits.
That's awesome. No, it's hot.
It's got a lot of hits, and the hits are like, wow, who's that hot guy in the suit? That's basically what
exactly.
They're saying.
Exactly.
That's all about you, Mark.
Yes.
You're right.
Yeah, yeah, especially that video is all about me.
It is. It is. It's all about you.
But, yeah, so you're producing, but you got the Fear Leaders.
I produce events, and I produce,
What you don't know.
Producer
what?
Things.
Do you produce movies or anything like that? Or
movies are too long.
Are they?
And people have to talk in them.
Yeah, fuck that, right?
But you don't know Gary. I mean, she's wild. She's sexy. She's
totally.
She's smart. Sexy. Got a couple degrees. Beautiful. And all of that.
She's got it all.
Not only that, you don't know her charitable and nurturing side.
Oh, really?
Because every now and then I'll pop on Facebook because this woman is up all night to like all hours of the morning posting Facebook pictures on the weekends.
On the weekends.
And every now and then she'll be like, oh, here's me and the Fear Leaders, which are all those girls that were in the video.
Yeah.
Elizabeth, Nurse Heather is a real nurse. Reina de Fuego, other girls.
Sarah's a real nurse, too.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of nurses. And she's going, you posted one where you did a police charity function. And,
oh, yeah. We like working with the police charity and also with the fire department, the fire hogs.
Didn't you go to Children's Hospital and stuff?
Yeah, we do a lot of Toys for Tots events.
Right,
I have an award from the city of Los Angeles that Gil Garcetti gave me for my charity work with my friend's place, which is on Hollywood Boulevard, and it's a homeless shelter for teenage.
I hope you gave Gil Sardetti one of the books.
I didn't, but I think all the teenage boys have one there.
That's great. No, really,
I shouldn't have made a joke.
She's trying to spit that out. You dumbass.
I was being the dumb chick for a minute.
But you're not a dumb chick. You're not a dumb chick. You're a leader.
I like to pretend like I am one, though.
That's really cool. That's really cool.
But it's not sexy. It's sexy when you're smart, when you're
multi-talented. You're multi-talented, well, thank you. And you have a warm heart. And what else
can
you?
She does have a warm heart. She's very nurturing, and she just
and great boobs and a nice ass.
See,
and beautiful eyes.
Yes.
Well, thank
and by
you.
By the way, I noticed those without looking at a book of hers, especially the.
Well, ass, I have too. I just was trying to comment
on
how
it all in.
I was trying to say how great the book was. I was trying to sell the book. You know what I'm saying?
Speaking of books,
I hope we have a whole another hour of this.
Speaking of books,
we're gonna
have both of you on at some point. But speaking of books, Gary Garver's written a book.
I don't want to talk
Gary.
About
tell us about
your
book.
That's why you want to come on.
Nah, I'm not.
No. What is this?
Just say
aggressive?
The just say
on,
the title,
Gary.
Gary.
It's called Radio Hindenburg.
Radio Hindenburg.
Yes.
Oh God, the humanity. Is it because of today's events
very
you don't want to talk about it? Or?
No, it's cool. It's about my radio career and my stuff with Howard Stern. And,
Radio Hindenburg.
Radio Hindenburg, yeah, exactly. And my celebrity interviews and stuff. I want to get it published.
Is it funny? Is it serious?
It's funny.
Are you still writing it right now?
No, it's already written. I wrote it a year ago, and then I got
Has
a publisher.
Has it been printed?
No, that's what I need. I need to get it published. I have a publisher, but he can't publish the book because he's trying to raise money.
I'm still trying to figure this one out.
Do you have a Kickstart?
He put it on Indiegogo, and we got like $1. And he was trying to raise
$19,000. Maybe Indiegogo is no go-go.
Yeah, exactly. We got $1.
I'm
was the one
I've
been
I'm hearing this a lot for him from Indiegogo.
Yeah.
And I don't want to...
Kickstart.
Well, that's what we're going to... I think he's going to go after that. But we're trying to raise some funds for it. And I don't... You know what? It's sort of on the back burner with me. Because, I mean...
You know what? You were talking about advertisers. Why don't you get a couple of your advertisers to finance it?
That's a possibility.
Put some of their... That put them on the back.
That's a possibility.
Or Gary, if you could pose like this on the back cover...
Don't have the tattoos.
By Justice Howard.
That might sell it.
I don't have the tattoos or the boobs.
You don't have a lot.
I don't have the ass.
You have the beautiful face, the beautiful eyes.
Your ass felt just like that.
Really?
Right.
Thank you.
Except,
you.
That's except, nice except crusty.
Thank you. It was not
No,
crusty.
It wasn't crusty. It
was, oh, you were just
I
joshing.
I was just teasing him.
She's cute. She's cute. She's funny. What can I tell you?
I want to take her
and
to
I,
sushi.
And I knew you guys would. Yeah, I'm sure you do. I knew you guys would hit it off, too. It's funny. This is the way it is. No, it's funny because I remember I was out with Josie, and we were talking. I was telling her, and you know this to be a fact, Gary, because you've seen it, that black women love me, African-American women, they
did. Oh, yeah, they love
me.
You. Yeah.
She's like, I got a lot of black friends. I haven't met one yet.
You haven't hooked them up with a black chick yet?
And I think she wants me for herself. I think that's what?
What?
When we went to Missing Persons, by the way, we went to see Missing Persons.
Oh, wow. did he buy the tickets or did
yes.
you?
Yes.
Yes, he bought the tickets.
Oh, well, that's being a gentleman.
It was a fun night.
It
was so much fun. She's 57.
Well,
now,
he got us on the list, which was
what?
Even better. He didn't have to buy tickets.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
They'd be walking in LA, right? Missing Persons.
Walking in LA. You remember how hot she used to be? She's like the Lady Gaga of the 80s.
Yeah.
Well, she's 57. She looks like my Aunt Karen now. But I like her. I want her on the show.
And who did she dedicate some songs to?
To her counselor.
Her counselor?
Therapist.
Yes. Therapist?
Therapist.
No, did she say counselor?
And
I want to dedicate this one to my counselor.
And before we went, I Googled her. Good old iPhone. And first thing that came up was
Jesse's
cat hoarder. That she was arrested for cat hoarding.
Cat hoarding?
Cat hoarding.
What, just a bunch of cats in her place?
Well,
I don't know.
What's a cat hoarder?
Well, trust me, I've gone out with goth girls all my life, so I think that's more than eight is basically what it is. That's how you hoard.
Goth girls have eight cats?
Oh, I know plenty.
Ooh.
You know goth girls with their
God,
cats.
God.
Really?
They love the cats.
I have a pit bull.
I know you do.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. So, Gary, watch out.
Well, believe me.
You know, you Bree Walker has a pit bull, too, for some reason.
Pit bulls rule.
I guess so. I don't know. It's
this is my second one.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened
to
the first one?
It died at 15.
That's good. See what a nurse
that's
dog
good.
Is.
That's good.
That's good.
That's a long life.
I know.
How long is that dog years? That's like 80, that's like Martin Landau age. I mean, come on.
You mean Walter Matthau?
Walter Matthau.
No, don't talk about Walter like
no,
that.
No, Gary's interviewed Martin Landau at many times. Matter of fact, this time you actually offered him a sexual aid.
Yeah, well, I did. I gave him a blowguard, one of my sponsors, and I, you know.
And what is a blowguard?
Blowguard is a mouth.
Can't they sponsor your book? And then put like a, maybe they could put a sample in there.
Listen, I have many people that want to publish the book. I have, but I can, I am signed with a publisher for another
Blowguard
6 or 7 months.
Radio
and then once that dissipates, I will go to the other people, which is about 3 or 4 of them that will possibly publish it, that would like to publish it. It's a great book. It talks about my, how I started in radio by dealing coke and weed to jocks here in Los Angeles.
I was going
to
mention it, but yeah, I was waiting for you.
That's all right. That's, yeah. That's how I started my radio career.
That's this. Yes. Dealing cocaine and here you are on the Dark Mark show.
And look where I'm at. Yes. On your show.
Got so, by the way, who had the biggest problem?
Who? As far as like what, the coke?
Or whatever.
Weed, coke.
All place in
who
LA?
Had the biggest problem?
Mark and Brian?
No matter what it was.
As far as like what, drugs or what?
Who was the biggest problem?
As far as like what,
who you were dealing with?
Who was the biggest customer?
You said you were dealing
with
whatever.
Oh, I can't. Yeah, well, it's just the radio drive, the DJs over.
You have to read the book.
97.1 KLSX.
Read the book.
Yeah,
okay.
I really don't get into who I was dealing with or who.
That's
who
smart. This is LA.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to be slandered.
Blackballed.
Well, I already am for that.
Except there's this tall, long, dark haired Jewish fellow in New York that used to buy a lot of coke.
No, he never. I never got.
I thought he never did drugs, or was that just... Yeah.
Who?
Stern? I'm kidding, of course.
Yeah, Stern never did any drugs.
I don't know anything about him. No. Jackie the Joke Man, though.
Hey!
He did a few drugs.
Yeah, I had him on the show a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I was on the show.
That's right, you were on my show.
Yeah, I was on the same show.
I forgot.
I was like, I was going to say hi to Jackie, and then, hey! It was me and like 2 other comics. Was, yeah. He had this was the lineup. He had Jackie the Joke Man call in. That's one comic. He had Mike Marino, the bad boy from New Jersey. Hey, oh, Mike Marino.
Hey.
He had Dave Shelton, who's a very eccentric guy.
Very cool.
Brought puppets.
Yeah.
Anyone that brings puppets is awesome.
Very meek, like, hello.
Puppets and midgets rule.
Yeah, I have them 69 each other. I 69 the puppets. So that's
and they put up a big fight, right?
We were doing this. That's the great thing about puppets. They don't put up a fight, and they don't care if you're wearing crusty underwear. But yeah. And then he had me, the goth comedian with the makeup. She said it. I didn't.
I'm wearing my red, white, and
blue. I don't want to know what underwear you're wearing.
I didn't think you're wearing any.
Well, yeah. What underwear are you wearing now, Josie, there?
I told you I'm wearing an honor
where
of America.
Where does the time go at the Dark Mark show?
Also, I sleep in as a tattoo.
Josie?
Yeah.
You and Gary are welcome on my show anytime.
Thank you. Well,
thanks, Mark.
You were offering to be my permanent co-host, and I would love to take you up on that.
You should.
Well,
Jose.
You have one, but
I don't have one anymore.
No, he doesn't.
I said that. If
by the way,
help tonight, I would co-host.
If you, you're a guest. You are a guest. Come in when Elizabeth's here. The two of you will talk.
I think Josie should be your co-host.
And I would love for
you got
Josie
good chemistry together.
No, thank you.
You know, you've hung out together, and you're friends, and that's a good thing.
Gary, don't use the F word on my show. What's the matter with you, Josie?
This is the internet. What
have you
say whatever we want.
Yeah,
welcome to
no. You can say fuck. Don't say friend. Josie,
what do you think this is? 1980.
Oh, don't say friend.
Yeah, you can say fuck. Don't say friend. Josie,
yes.
What do you got going on? Please tell us what you have going on besides the book, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. Please try to keep the pages from sticking together.
Oh, please make them stick together. Otherwise, you know.
I'm going to shoot a load on it this night, tonight, just in honor of you.
Okay. Just not tonight.
Yeah, tonight.
So what do you got going on?
I'm
going
to wait.
Right here. Just right there on your red lips right there.
go to YouTube for the Piss Ant Soap Plus video.
This picture right here of Elizabeth and I is coming out in a new calendar. And a book for feline diabetes.
Feline diabetes.
Yes, that's a serious issue. And
you're talking about cats?
Cats, oh, not girls. Well, very big pinup models.
Pussy.
So, there's a calendar for feline diabetes coming out featuring you.
Yes, and a book also.
And you're
I'm not. Yeah, I'm in the book also.
And your birthday, the 1 foot in the grave's coming up.
Yes, that's an idea.
Am I invited?
Of course you are.
Oh, thank you.
And Josie,
you want to MC?
Sure.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Josie. Thanks. Anyway,
no,
so,
you're gonna be one of the acts. You
what
can't
the
MC
way?
And be an act.
Jesus
you want to be the whole
Christ,
night,
Josie.
What do you think it is? The Dark Mark.
I won't do
birthday
it because
show.
Mark get pissed.
Yes, I want to do the Dark Mark birthday show. Josie, you're on Facebook.
Yes, we all are.
You're Josie Cat. There's only one with a J-O-S-I cat.
K-A-T.
K-A-T. Facebook, Twitter.
Yeah, just Google me. J-O-S-I-K-A-T. I have a calendar coming out with photos from Tim Hunter Photography, and they're all...
He's very good.
All photos on World War One and World War Two airplanes and the Queen Mary, which used to be a ship... ship for the military during World War II. I didn't get that all
that
out.
Actually sailed the seas.
When Walter Matthau was in the Navy.
The Queen Mary, that was a ship. In World War II, it was a warship. It was a warship in
still
World
a ship,
War II.
Isn't it?
It used to be a ship.
It's still a ship.
It's a hotel now.
I know it's a hotel, but it's on a ship.
Yeah,
my friend stayed there. Gary Garver.
It's a haunted maze now.
I have nothing.
Duh.
To put.
Your controlled Halloween. Chaos show, Gary Garver Live. Who's going to be on this week?
Is there any controlled
Wednesday,
chaos?
Wednesday.
That's controlled chaos.
Wednesday
it's
at 5 o'clock chaos. Pacific time.
How do you control chaos?
Well, you have to just be on my show. You'll see. How's that? You want to come on my show? You want to come on my show?
Yes.
You want to have sushi with me?
Oh, that's on the show?
No. Like on a, like, you know, go out.
You're putting me on the spot.
All right, forget it. That's a no.
Okay, we go for sushi.
All right, there you go. Okay, all big right. deal. It's not like I'm, we're going to have sex on the...
Well, welcome to my life.
We're just sushi gonna, means sex.
No, does it?
Oh. Of course.
Well, wait. Oh, if you go out with Gary Garver, you got to introduce me to one of your hot black friends. That's
right.
The deal.
That sounds good. We can double
date. I don't know where you're getting this from. I never said that.
Okay.
I'll pick
Joseph
one.
Josie Cat doesn't know any black people. Gary, every Wednesday at 5 o'clock, every Wednesday at 5 o'clock, it's Control Chaos.
Yes.
Who are your guests this week?
I have my friend Michael Manahan from Dream Pleasure Tours,
who put
on swinger trips.
Oh, we got to go on the Dream Pleasure Tour, you and me.
Yeah, you guys
naked the whole time.
You guys gonna be naked and swing
naked in Jamaica.
Yeah, I'll hook you up.
No crusty asses anywhere.
Yeah, don't worry about my crusty
naked
ass won't
in Jamaica,
be on there.
There'll be plenty of black girls for you.
Yeah,
we'll bring them in the room. We'll hang out. We'll
there
have
you
fun.
Go.
And black guys.
It'll be like a Fig Newton. But,
Fig Newton.
Two white. Anyway,
that was
Gary.
Oreo.
I thought it was like Oreo.
No, but the
reversed.
Two whites with it. Anyway.
All right.
So Gary, what else? Radio Hindenburg will be published soon.
Never. Oh, and
6 months from now. Yeah.
Indiegogo.com.
It's like
screw that. We're not doing it. We the campaign.
Gary
over.
Garver, you're on Facebook.
No, Indiegogo's
you're on Twitter.
Bad.
And
I'm everywhere.
Don't be intimidated by these two. They are really, really cool people. As you can see on the show, once they start going, forget about it.
Thanks, Mark, for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
Mark.
By the way, if you're in Los Angeles, the Neon Venus Theater, the 21st, 10 o'clock, the Dark Mark CD taping.
It's over already?
It's over already.
That was so fast.
Let's go get drunk.
Next week on the Dark Mark Show, we have Wacko the Magician and other surprises. Tune in.
I'm no Wacko.
It's the lighter side of the dark side. See you guys.